Hi, Dr. Michael Warren here, and welcome to Module 3 of the Jumpstart Your Practice online program, brought to you by the Partners for Healthy Pets. In this module, we are going to discuss search engine marketing and give you an overview of the three pillars of SEM and how you are going to be able to get your website highly visible to the targeted audience that's searching for veterinarians in your area. So let's get started by discussing exactly what search engines are. For all intents and purposes, the only search engine that matters is Google. You use Google, I use Google, and we know from the DVM Elite website platform data that 97% of the searchers that are coming to veterinary websites are also using Google. And as we can see in the graph on the screen, 59% of consumers say that they use Google every single month to locate a local good or service. This means that your prospective clients are using the Google search to make a selection. And if you are not highly visible, then you are virtually going to be invisible to your market. Let's take a scenario I posed at a recent lecture. I asked everybody to stand up, and I created signs in the four corners of the room. One of the signs said online, one ask a friend, one yellow pages, and one walk in. And these four corners of the room represented options. And I asked the audience, if you had moved to a new city, let's just say you moved to San Francisco, what would you do to find a new veterinarian? Would you go online, ask a friend or ask around, go to the yellow pages, or would you walk into a practice that you see on the street? What would you do? And this is what happened. The audience virtually entirely moved into the online corner. And as you can imagine, this was quite stressful for me as I had over 200 people crowded into a single corner, and I was actually shocked. I had assumed that the online segment would be overrepresented, but I had no idea to what degree. And so I posed a second question to those that were not already in the online corner. What would you do next? So you've asked a friend for a recommendation. Then what? Are you going to go to the yellow pages, walk in, or go online? And this is what happened. Everybody from the Ask a Friend section walked into the online corner. So take a mental picture of this representation. Is your marketing budget, is your client attraction and engagement efforts proportioned accordingly? It's important for us as an industry to recognize that our online presence is so important, and that in order for us to be successful, we have to make sure that it's not only inspirational and beautiful, but that it's also easily found. So what exactly does search engine visibility mean, and are these rankings that important? What happens if we're on the second page? Is that really significant? Well, just take a look at these search engine rankings and the corresponding clicks and time spent within the Google search engine results. And as you'll see, the vast majority are in the top three sections. And the first page in its entirety composes 97% of the clicks. This means that only 3% of the people that are looking up veterinarian in your area ever go to the second page. And what happens if your clinic is on that second page? It is virtually invisible to your targeted market. So we have to make sure at a minimum that we get your website ranked on the first page for those keywords. And as you can imagine, this is going to be the driving force behind the growth of your veterinary website and the growth of your online practice visibility. And the more visibility that we can garner, the more we are going to be able to generate new clients and engage with our current clients. And hopefully your practice is found on the first page of the Google search engine results. But do you know exactly what's being represented of your practice? There's something called Google Places Listing, and it is what the majority of your prospective clients are finding when they look up a vet in your area. And Google Places pulls information automatically from the internet and from even your website, and it populates this listing with these various images. But you have no control over this unless you claim and verify your listing. Just look at this example. I'm sure that this practice has no idea that this is the primary image representing their practice to new clients. And I'm going to show you exactly how to know and how to claim and optimize this listing to double your client engagement and drive further prospective clients to your practice. So what exactly is pay-per-click? Well, pay-per-click is essentially advertising directly with Google. So let's jump into a live Google search result and see exactly what area this is. let's look up Toronto Vet. And this is the same for any city around the world. And as you can see in this top beige area, these are paid advertisements. Each of these practices is paying between $1 to $2 per click to show up at the very top when a user types in Toronto Vet. And they would also be showing up for many other keywords like Toronto Veterinarian, Toronto Vet Clinic, Toronto Animal Hospital. And there are further ads along the right-hand side of the search engine results as well. And so the great thing about pay-per-click marketing is that it's instant. When you start a pay-per-click ad, immediately you will show up at the top of the search engine results. And it is laser targeted because you get to choose the exact keywords that you want to display for. And finally, you're advertising directly with Google. So there's no middleman and you're engaged in a real-time bidding process for the other businesses that are bidding on similar keywords. Now the negative is that you have to pay to play. As soon as you stop paying for your advertisement, your ad will disappear. You have no long-term value or asset being developed through utilizing pay-per-click marketing. I highly recommend pay-per-click marketing as a valuable practice growth tool. So search engine optimization, if we scroll down the search engine results, is the art and science of getting your website listing within the free organic search engine results. And these are the ones that are located here. And they are called organic because they rely on Google's algorithm. And this is constantly changing, but is based on a number of fundamental principles that we are going to go into detail in the next module. So the great thing about search engine optimization is that you're building an asset. If you implement the strategies that we are going to be discussing, over time, your practice is going to become highly visible in this section. And each time somebody clicks on one of your links, it is entirely free. So opposed to pay-per-click marketing that charges you every time somebody clicks, you will not have to pay anything for this increased visibility. But the negative aspect is that it takes time. Search engine optimization is a long-term strategy and one that requires a real systematic approach in order to be successful. And our third pillar of search engine marketing is what's called Google Places and Google Maps. So if we're back in our example search, the area here with the ABC markers and the map on the right-hand side are examples of these listings. And as you can see, these occupy a dominant section of the search engine result. So it's important that we know if your practice is within these listings and exactly what's being represented. Another area in which these listings display is Google Maps. So I've just typed in vet and a small town. And as we can see, here are all the hospitals in that area. Now, what stands out in terms of all of these listings? Well, as you can see, one of them has an image and one of them is on top. So we're going to show you exactly how you can make your practice's listing have an engaging image that will come up in the search engine results, and how you can ensure that your practice is highly visible. And our objective for your practice is to create an engaging listing. On the other hand, at the moment, your listing might not be claimed, and so it doesn't have any of these warm and engaging elements. And unfortunately, I find that these abandoned listings tend to attract negative reviews. So it's really important that we show our clients that we care and that we frame every representation of our practice in a compassion-focused light. Well, let's look at some key statistics. These stats were taken from just 1 month of a Google Places listing in a town that had 65,000 people. And as you can see, about 66 people actually clicked the listing to find out more information, either going to the practice's website or to find directions. Now, a question to ask yourself is, this seems like a lot of people, but are these just people looking for that practice by name? And I'd like to refer you to the bottom of this slide where you can see the kinds of words that people were actually using. They were not using the name of the practice. Instead, they were looking up generic veterinary terms. So vets, vet, veterinarian, these are potential clients that are looking at all the vets in the area and trying to come to a good decision. So if your practice was either not shown in these results, or if it was shown in a less than positive light, you would be missing these potential clients. And we as a profession would not be there to engage those that are looking for our help. So it's extremely important that we focus on getting this Google Places listing right and making it a 10 out of 10. And I hope this scenario is not occurring at your practice. At one of my recent lecture series, I asked the audience if they'd had any trouble with inaccurate Google Places information. And the hands started to go up. And one of the heart-wrenching stories was of the practice's client calling them on the phone while they had a trailer full of horses circling an empty lot. and they were asking, where are you guys? I'm just following the map, the address on Google Maps. And the poor receptionist had to tell the fellow that he was circling a lot an hour and a half away from their actual practice location. So not only through this process are we going to be increasing our client engagement, but we're also going to be creating verifiable and accurate information for your practice's listing to ensure that you are properly represented online. So let's jump into the how. The three C's of Google Places visibility. And the first C is completeness. If we think about search engine results from Google's perspective, they want to show the listings that have the most time and care spent on them. And they don't want to be showing inaccurate information either. So if we can cross our T's and dot our I's, Google will reward your practice with high listings. This means we need to make sure that we fill out our practice information, we include lots of engaging, compassion-focused images, we also include links to video, and I've included some sample links that you can use in the meantime before you get your own video of your own practice, and that we also fill out the offers section. And the second C is consistency. If we think about it from Google's perspective, they have to build an algorithm to try to show the most accurate listings above those that are inaccurate. And so how do they do that? Well, they make sure that all the information that they're gathering in an automated way is cross-referenced together. So if your website has a different address format than your Google Places listing or than another online directory, then Google is going to say, maybe our listing is inaccurate, and so I'm not going to show it. So we have to make sure on your Google Places listing, your address is in the same format in citations, which I'll go into detail in a moment, and on your website. So for example, if you have West in your name, pick one, either it's W period or the word West, but make sure you're not using both interchangeably. And the final C is what's called citations. And I've alluded to these a number of times when describing where Google gathers their information from. And a citation is essentially an online directory, such as Yelp or Angie's List. And the importance of these online directories is that they each have their own database, and they're like a mini Google Places. So if you are able to claim and verify these online directories, Google will reward your listing with greater authority and greater visibility. Now, as you can see from this dizzying image of the citation ecosystem, it's quite complex. But don't worry, I've created a citation jumpstart tool that you can use to claim the most important citations, and there's only about 5. If you have time, you can claim others, but these 5 will go a long way to increasing your Google visibility, and they'll also serve as a foundation for your reputation management, because now whenever anybody writes a review on these citation sources that you claim, you will be instantly notified so you can take action in response to that review. Why don't we take a moment and reflect on what we've learned so far. I'd like you to take your pen and piece of paper and write down what has been most useful for you in the past 20 minutes. What is your big take-home message? Okay, great. Now let's move on to our two-part action plan of what your homework is over the next 2 weeks. Your first bit of homework is going to be to use the Google Places optimization tool. And this is a detailed manual that's going to walk you through step by step how to optimize your Google listings page to increase your client engagement significantly. And don't worry, it's not complicated, and it's there in step by step format. And as you do this, make sure that you have your boilerplate messaging on hand, because the description of your website should be copied and pasted from this document, as we want it to be compelling and inspirational. And we've also purchased the licenses for photos that you can use within your listing. And this is a great way that you can get started even if you don't have your own professional photography. So just visit the resources provided and download the images. And one key point to remember is that the very first image that you upload will be the image that will be found on your Google Maps listing. So make sure that it is compassion focused. What we don't want is just an image of your building. As we've already reviewed, that's generally uninspired and not something that's going to prompt client engagement. Instead, use one of these proven images as your very first upload. Next, I've also included 2 video resources from DVM 360 that you can use within your listing. And this is important from a consistency perspective and can be used as a placeholder until you get your own video. Finally, I provided you with a checklist. Just make sure you've had all these boxes completed and your Google listing will not only have increased visibility, but it will also be designed to engage. And your next piece of homework is what's called the citations jumpstart. Again, there are so many that you could claim to help your listing, but I've selected the top five that will create the greatest impact and are the easiest for you to verify. And we've gone through in detail the step-by-step process for you to do each and every one. So just follow the directions and claim the most important citation sources. And you'll find a citations jumpstart for both US-based practices and Canadian-based practices, as the citations vary slightly between those two locations. But before leaving you today, I would like to share with you the real impact of what's going to happen when you implement these strategies. This is a graph from one of our clients, and it shows the impressions and the actions that people take. And as you can see, for the past month, there's been on average about 20 impressions and 3 actions per day. The red arrow represents the time when these strategies were implemented, the strategies in the citations jumpstart and in the Google Places optimization tool. And look at the results. The impressions almost doubled from an average of 20 to an average of about 40. And the actions suddenly spiked. So while approximately 90 people were interacting with the listing per month, suddenly that jumped to over 200. In one single action, we've engaged an extra 100 potential clients each and every month to evaluate our practice. And this is entirely free. So if we do some further math, 1,200 potential clients will now come into contact with this practice that would never have otherwise before. Talk about a significant client engagement and practice growth tool. And I hope you'll see how important it is to follow these strategies and the potential impact it will have on your practice. So as you're completing your homework, I would like for you to avoid these most common mistakes. Mistake number one is not using a compassion-focused first image. Remember, this is the image that's going to show on the Google Maps listing. So you have to make sure it's really enticing, it's really engaging, and that this image is going to prompt those users searching for a vet in your area to click your listing. The second mistake is using incorrect categories. So my recommendation is, at a minimum, to use the categories veterinarian and animal hospital. And then if you have any other services, you will see, as you write in the name of those services, suggestions by Google. And make sure that you use these suggestions. And finally, make sure that you do go through the sequence of verifying citations. Once you put the information together, you can hand it off to a staff member to be able to do it when they have time over the next couple weeks. It's been a pleasure working together today. And I look forward to our next module, where we're going to be able to create a content generating machine to empower you and your staff to systematically write in a way that's going to be engaging and found by your local audience. Each time you write one of these articles, you are going to be carving out a little section of online real estate. And this is going to be what's going to fuel the growth of your website and of your practice. And if you have any questions while you're implementing this homework, feel free to email them and we'll help you out as best as we can. So see you in the next module.